This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Navigating the biological marketplace can be challenging if you don't know the right information. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
Biologicals are among the many new tools farmers can use on their farms, but with any new products, it's important to make sure you're getting something of a high quality that will provide the maximum benefit for your farm. Jacob Parnell, head agronomist at Biomakers, said biologicals can play a huge role in modern agriculture and sustainability, but implementing them on farms is different than what farmers are used to.
There's just a lot of stuff that's out there, and we don't really, you know, right now have good indicators of which ones work and which ones should be used in certain conditions. We know that it's a lot different than like synthetic fertilizers where, you know, you can take a test, you know what your nitrogen is in your field, you know how much you need to have, so you can add X amount of nitrogen and your corn is going to do great. We don't really have anything like that for biologicals, and so there's a little bit more of a struggle out there for growers that are trying to implement these sustainable practices but don't have kind of the tools to be able to bring biologicals in.
When it comes to looking for those biological products, Parnell said it's important to navigate the marketplace with caution.
What does your field need? So for example, I mean, if we go back to the example of conventional fertilizers, if you do a soil test, a nutrient test, and you find out you've got loads of nitrogen, but your phosphorus is really low, and you keep on dumping nitrogen fertilizer on there, you're not going to increase your yields. And so you would say, well, my nitrogen fertilizer is not working. And that's not necessarily the case.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.